Welcome to the Nonstop Kids Entertainment Podcast, brought to you by Nonstop Kids Entertainment, the home of the hassle-free party package. If you'd like to book a party with Nonstop Kids Entertainment, just visit www.nonstopkids.co.uk.
Hi there, guys. My name's Craig.
And my name's Patrick.
And welcome to the Nonstop Kids Podcast. This week we are bringing to you unbelievable deals, and it's a Mother's Day special.
It really is.
Because it's this episode is going out on Friday, the 9th of March.
Correct.
And Mother's Day is in 2 days' time.
Yeah.
So for the thousands of people that are going to be tuning into this podcast over the next couple of days,
yeah,
we're going to bring to you some amazing deals that you can have on Mother's Day.
Considering most of our audience are mothers...
These
are some deals for yourselves. You know, if you need to hint at anything, hint at the kids of what to get you, these could be some great money-saving options for you and the kids. So let's get into it.
Let's do it. Right then, so you're going to go first. Hit me with your awesome deal.
Right, so the deal that I'm starting with today...
I'm expecting good deals. It's Mother's Day. We have to kick ass.
It is. This is a Mother's Day one in particular. And it's a Toby Carvery Moms Eat Free on Mother's Day.
So, okay.
I mean, everyone loves a Carvery.
Everybody does love Carvery. Everybody loves a Carvery.
Everyone loves a Toby.
Yeah, so. This is true. When you think Carvery, you think Toby.
So, exactly. So... So the obviously terms and conditions, as there always are some. Buy three main meals and get a fourth one for free when you download the Toby Carvery app. So obviously another benefit there is you get the Toby Carvery app on your phone. And dine in after 6 p.m. on Mother's Day, Sunday the 11th of March. You'll need to book the table in advance to use the voucher, which will appear in the office section of the app. And moms can choose from the Carvery, veggie or vegan option, but the offer excludes salmon.
Okay.
Why would it do that?
I don't know.
Why would it exclude salmon? So,
and who would want to go to a Carvery and go, you know what I want? I want some salmon.
Yeah, I don't understand. Salmon to me isn't like a really prestigious fish.
No.
It's just chilling, isn't it? It's not like... I'd understand if it's like excludes the lobster.
Yeah.
Imagine a lobster from Toby Carvery, though.
Oh, well, all you can eat, just like, yeah, just whack it on there, keep going, more.
But yeah, I don't know, I think that is a great deal, other than the fact that obviously it excludes salmon. So if you...
For the salmon-loving moms out there, it's a bit of a wounder.
It really is.
But I tell you what, how are they going to prove that you're a mom? Like, if I'm single and I haven't got... Or even if I'm in a relationship but I haven't got kids and I feel like getting a free meal on Mother's Day, could I go and blag it? How do they prove... Hi, Toby. Carvery, yeah, I'm not paying for my meal because it's Mother's Day.
I'm pretty sure you won't actually speak
do you have to
Toby
do some
Carvery.
No, probably not. But do you have to do some sort of Mother's Day test? Like, right, okay, prove your mum... show us your stretch marks. I mean, how do... show us those stretch marks.
Show us those stretch marks, Mama. I think probably the best way of doing it would be if they had they had a quiz and you come with your kids and they have to prove that they haven't, because obviously a woman could just go, she could stop off at the local youth centre, pick up a few kids and just say, I'll buy you three dinner and get myself a free one.
Yeah.
So I suppose they have to ask questions, and the kids have to know about the mom, and the mom have to know about the kids.
But I've got a feeling they won't do that. Right, okay, here's your bill. Right, before we take discount off the price, can you do me a favour and tell me, what's that child's favourite colour over there?
Well,
pink. No, it's blue. Sorry, you don't get your discount.
But
trying it on.
It's not in the terms and conditions, but I am sure that that is probably is the case. You do probably have to do some kind of quiz. I mean, it would make sense.
The research that you put into this is brilliant. It's amazing.
Well, I think that's a great deal. So, it's your turn, Craig.
It's my turn. Okay. I got a good deal as well. Okay. I'm just trying to find it. Here it is. It's an interesting deal. This isn't actually a specific Mother's Day deal. I've got one specific Mother's Day deal. This one isn't.
Right.
And it's a way of getting a free £3 Thornton's chocolate. Everybody loves Thornton's chocolate.
Okay.
Yeah? And, you know, it could be a present for your mom, really. It could be a Mother's Day present.
£3, though.
You know, a little bit of a stocking filler, even though it's not Christmas. You know what I mean?
That is true.
So how it works is... Something.
Great.
Right, okay, yeah, it's great. So if you're an O2 user,
right,
you can get an app called the O2 Priority app.
Yep, I know it well.
Okay. Well, smartphone users can get a free Thornton's Continental chocolate bag, normally £3, at Thornton stores via the O2 Priority app. Okay. All you do, literally, is show the code from the app to the staff at the checkout. You don't have to actually buy anything. You just literally go to the checkout and go, here's my app, and they give you a free chocolate for £3. Now, it's due to last until Sunday the 18th of March.
Okay.
So you've got like a week to do this. The only catch is there's only 8,000 codes available per day.
It's a chocolate.
I know.
They're honestly putting a cap on a free chocolate.
Yeah, they are. Yeah, there's 8,000 codes only available a day.
So you can do this at any shop?
Thornton's. It's in Thornton shops. It's a Thornton stock. It's £3 Thornton's Continental bag.
But they do Thornton's in like Asda and stuff like that, don't they?
So yeah, but it's only in the Thornton shop, yeah.
See, this is terrible.
Codes will be restocked at 9 a.m. each day. It's only available at standalone Thornton stores, not in concessions.
There you go.
So there you go. So, yeah, if you're an O2 customer and you've got the Priority app, all you have to do, literally, is there's going to be queues of people waiting outside Thornton's at 9 o'clock in the morning.
I imagine so.
Yeah, because they want to be one of the 8,000.
It'll be something
they'll
like...
They'll go in and they'll be like, app, chocolate please. You know.
Do they have to buy anything?
No.
So they can just go in and get a free chocolate?
You literally just go in, show the app, get a free chocolate.
You know what? It's not bad for...
And it's a £3... It's not like a chocolate bar. It's like a little bag of Thornton's Continentals.
It is free, but I feel like they are being a bit stingy, only handing out a certain amount of codes. But unless they only do it... Oh, so do you have to show them the code on the app?
Yes.
So you can't screenshot it, send it to your mate, he uses the same
No. It's only for O2 customers.
But okay, after you've used the code...
But I have got a hack. Would you like to know the hack?
Go on.
There is a hack of how you can get the O2 Priority app deals, because they put deals out all the time.
Okay.
Even if you're not on O2. O2 says anyone with an O2 mobile, including pay-as-you-go, pay monthly and business customers are eligible to get it. So if you've got any unlocked phone, it's easy. If you've got an old phone that's unlocked, doesn't matter when, you know, if you've upgraded your phone, unlocked phone, just go and order a free pay-as-you-go SIM card from O2. You can actually get a free pay-as-you-go SIM card from O2 just on the website. Then you insert the SIM into your smartphone, connect to Wi-Fi and download the O2 Priority app. Open the app, enter your O2 phone number, which will be in the SIM packaging. Then O2 will send you a text with your activation code, which you enter into the app. Now insert your normal SIM, and fingers crossed, the app will still work. It's meant to disappear if you insert other SIMs, but it does work. So you can get your phone, as long as it's an unlocked phone,
You
can literally just take that SIM card out, put a free O2 SIM card in, just download the app off Wi-Fi, they'll get your code, put the code in, then put your other thing back in, T-Mobile or EE or whatever, and it'll fire things off again.
It seems like a lot of hassle for a chocolate, doesn't it? You have to go and get your phone unlocked. You have to get an O2 SIM card. By the time this has all happened, the deal wouldn't even exist anymore.
Or you've missed out on the 8,000.
The hack is a terrible bit. The actual deal itself, considering it's free, to be fair, you can't really complain, it's a free chocolate. But the hack seems way more hassle than it's worth. I mean, if you were doing that to get something worth getting, I'd understand. But to just get a free £3 chocolate. And the thing is as well, so think about, in the whole long tier of things. So firstly, you've got to go to the nearest shopping centre, you've got to get your own old phone unlocked.
Yeah.
Next, you've got to come back.
You've got to find somewhere with Wi-Fi.
Yeah, you've got to go wherever you go with Wi-Fi. Then you've got to order an O2 SIM card. You've got to wait for that to come. What, 3 to 5 days standard Royal Mail delivery?
Something like that, yeah.
It'll come. You've got to put that into your phone, get it all sorted. Then you've got to download the O2 Priority app. You then have to get the code, walk to the closest Thornton shop. And then you get a £3 chocolate.
Until they turn around to you and say, sorry, you missed it. God's sake.
But can you, though, when you've done the code, I'm wondering, I wonder if after they've done the code, if they mark it off or anything, because surely if you just get the code, go to the back of the queue, come back, keep doing it.
If it works, when you come into work next week and you've got a massive carrier bag full of chocolate. Chocolate for everyone in the office this week.
Yeah. Well, you know what? That... It, it's not a bad deal. The hack is terrible, but the actual deal itself, you know what? It's not bad for free. It's not brilliant, but it's not bad. My next deal, though, however, is good.
Okay.
I think it's very good. So, Craig, tell me, do you like perfume and aftershave and all that smelly stuff?
Oh, yeah, I love it.
Does your wife like it?
Yep.
Well, I've got something that you'll absolutely love, then. Home Bargains. You know, not B&M to be confused with. Home Bargains.
Yeah, good old Home Bargains.
They are now doing 89p smell-alike perfumes.
What the hell is that?
Right, see, that's what I wanted you to ask, Craig. If you're looking for a smell-alike perfume, a lot cheaper than the original designer version, there are six virtual brands, Eau de Toilette perfumes, available for 89p for a 50ml bottle in Home Bargains nationwide. So, basically, these fragrances are ones that smell a lot like the original expensive brands, but they're 89p. So then they don't smell exactly the same, but they smell very, very similar. And rather than them being very expensive, you get them very cheap. So, some of them are available. So the original is DKNY Be Delicious. The cheapest original found for that was £29.99p for a 50ml bottle. You can get the Dinky Detectable for 89p from Home Bargains. another one, Dolce & Gabbana Light Blue. Cheapest of the original was found, £39.95. You can get Sky Blue for 89p. These are just a few of the great perfumes.
I see a couple of problems there.
Go on.
The first problem I see is, Mom, I love you more than anything else in the world, and I've bought you a gift to show you my love. Oh, that's wonderful. Thanks. What have you got me? I'll get you some perfume. Well, wonderful. Is this DKNY? Well, it smells the same. It's the same.
I bet you can buy the bottle off the internet for free. Not for free, but for very cheap. Buy the bottle off the internet for a quid. Stick that in it. They're not going to be able to tell the difference.
So you're working out ways of blagging your mom.
Yeah, it's, you know, they're all...
The other problem, this is not a problem with the deal, but I don't know if you find this. Whenever my wife, Sarah, says, oh, I've got some new perfume, what is it? Smell it, what do you think? Everything she puts on smells exactly the same. I have to go, oh yes, that's a nice fragrance. Now, if I'm in the shop and she's trying two or three, I can just about maybe tell the difference. But generally, as a rule, if she went out with one perfume on the next one day and then the next day went out with another perfume, I wouldn't be able to tell the difference. It's like, to me, perfume's perfume. You know what I mean? It's like, oh, six different fragrances. It's,
yeah.
That's my issue with perfume. It all smells the same.
See, I'd have to disagree. Really? I mean, I understand where you're coming from in a slight sense. They do all have a sort of similar, because obviously they need to smell nice. You're not just going to have like a shit fragrance.
No.
Smell like a local tramp. Like, but
Ode to Homeless.
Yeah, but I think that there definitely are differences. But I get kind of what you mean, but no. I think that's quite a good deal.
I don't think it's a bad deal.
Obviously,
if you're really struggling for money and you want to get your mom a present and you want to blag her.
This is the best one, though. Mademoiselle London, which is similar to Chanel Coco Madame as well. That's usually £54. You get a smell-alike perfume for 89p. Even if it's not the exact same, I think that's worth it just for like a £53 discount.
Yeah. I think that's pretty good. I think that's a decent deal. I think a lot of people out there will probably be taking advantage of that. I have a deal that's also kind of, not smelly, but that sort of thing. And this deal is just awesome.
Okay.
You can get you can pay £24, which is a decent amount to pay for a present.
Okay, well, I don't know what it is yet.
For a beauty box, and it's worth over £100.
In whose eyes?
In effect, there's this website called Latest in Beauty, which I found, and the website is latestinbeauty.com.
Very simple.
Okay.
Easy to remember.
Now, Latest in Beauty, you can use a code. Now, this is the code, capital letters, LIM10MSE.
Right, I just saw that, Craig, and you said it wrong. So for anyone out there, it's LIB.
What did I say?
10MSE. You said LIM. So
LIB. Sorry,
Craig's 10. Stitching you up here.
Sorry, LIB 10MSE. Found this on Money Saving Experts. Awesome. And what it is, if you use that code, you'll get the Britain's Next Top Model Beauty Box for £23.95 delivered via £10 off code. until 11:59 on Tuesday the 13th of March.
Delivered via £10 off code?
So in other words, the delivery's free as well because of the code, right?
Okay.
So Latest and Beauty is a beauty subscription company that's been going since 2008. It normally specialises in consumable monthly beauty boxes, but with the code you can get a one-off payment for one box and there's no subscription.
Okay.
So you can pay £24, and you'll get the entire box. No delivery charge.
There's no catch in this.
So, no. Our calculations show that the contents of the box would normally cost £100-ish if you bought the same quantities of each item individually based on the cheapest prices we could find. So you can get a lot for £24. So what you get Show Beauty Luxe Volume Mousse, which is normally £30 at Feel Unique, Carmex Original Lip Balm, which is £2.69 at Boots, Patisserie de Barn Sugared Violet Hand Cream, which is £3.99 at Superdrug. Eco Tools Perfectly Duo, normally £9.90 at allbeauty.com. Rhodial Nude Lip Liner, which is £19 from Rhodial. Monoskin Hydrating Mask, which is £8.99 from Look Fantastic. Simple Hydrating Booster, which is £3.49 at Boots. Nude by Nature.
Ooh.
Loose Powder Ivory, worth £5 at Feel Unique. Paul Edmonds Body Wash, normally £18 at Paul Edmonds. And Lola Nail Varnish, normally £7
at
Lola.
Surely that didn't come to £100 altogether.
And you also get a £10 gift card for Biosynergy included as well.
I might have to do the maths on that later because I'm pretty sure that
didn't. Well, that's £30 just there on its own.
Yeah, but the rest are like £2.
That's £19 there.
Mm,
that's right. £18
okay,
there.
Okay,
there's a £10 gift voucher. You know what I mean? It's £100. It's over £100. And you get the lot for £24, including delivery, one-off.
You know what? It's not
here
bad.
You are, Mom. Here's a £100 beauty box, so you can be beautiful.
Yeah.
All you need is this box, and you can look
fair,
a minga.
I think you could probably keep half the box if you wanted.
Yeah, and keep it for Christmas.
Yeah, keep half the box.
Did you like the beauty box I got you for Mother's Day? Merry Christmas.
Yeah.
Here's another one.
But make sure to don't put all the expensive ones in one box, because but imagine, like, she has all the expensive ones, and then on the last, she just put, like, a Carmex and a, like, all the £3 ones.
A Carmex and a Carmex and a hand cream.
She'll be like, did you just get all of these stuff out my drawer? Actually, to be fair, that might not be a bad idea. Do you reckon, right, if you went to your wife, you got some of the stuff out, I imagine she's got a big drawer.
She's got stuff that she's never used.
Yeah, do you reckon if you got it all, put it all in a box, and make sure
all the stuff she's never used?
Yeah, make sure it was all full, like, fill everything up and put it in a box, wrapped it up and everything, do you reckon she would know?
That's an amazing idea. Patrick's fifth bonus deal. Yeah. Steal the stuff from your mom, or your girlfriend, or your wife, stick it in a shoebox, wrap it up, nobody will know.
No, I like that. I think that's a great deal.
There you go.
There we go. That's the deals complete for this week. They were fantastic. I believe so.
I think, as Mother's Day deal goes, I think we've hit the out of the park.
We have. Yeah, so now we've got time for a little bit of this.
It's non-stop kids. Joke of the week.
Right then, Patrick, I'm going to go first. I have three humorous statements.
Okay,
not one joke, you get three jokes, but it's not really a joke, it's just a statement that I think you might find chucklesome.
Wait, just before you do it. It's a non-stop kids, three humorous statements of
joke
the
of
week.
I love it. Right, okay. So the first one.
Go on.
I phoned the weak bladder helpline about my problem.
Okay.
It's 1p a minute.
1p a minute? Yeah, no, you know, that's not bad. It's all right.
Humorous statement number two. I bought a new sat-nav and it's really good. Yesterday, I drove past a zoo and it said, bear left. Now that's clever.
Oh my God, these are awful.
Third humorous statement.
Well, debatable.
I got to work this morning and I found a lump of plasticine on my desk. I don't know what to make of it.
I like the last one, that was very good. This joke's, I'm not going to lie, this joke is, you might laugh because it's so terrible, that's why I laughed. Actually, I'm going to do two. I'm going to do two jokes.
Okay, go for it.
Because they're interlinking. Right. What do you call a cow with two legs?
I don't know.
Lean meat. Right. What do you call a cow with no legs?
What?
Ground beef. They are terrible. I will admit, I do apologize. Those jokes were awful.
They're so bad, they're funny. Oh my gosh. Well, that's it. Another high quality episode of the Nonstop Kids podcast. We're back with an interview.
Oh. Wait, I've got another joke.
Okay, oh, right. No, bonus third joke.
This is for, I think this is quite in fitting with our brand as well. Why can't you give Elsa a balloon?
Why?
Because she will let it go.
I have no words.
Sorry.
I have no words.
Too bad that wasn't even worth interrupting you for that.
It really wasn't, but it's okay. You know, nothing like a bit of Elsa humour. Right, so that was the Nonstop Kids podcast. We're back next week, aren't we, Patrick, with an interview.
Yep, we are.
Who are we interviewing?
We're interviewing Steph.
Steph.
I'm pretty sure it's Steph we're interviewing.
It's Steph. Steph was Steph.
Oh, actually, I was told by one of our entertainers that I need to put a little disclaimer in, and it's actually probably a good idea to put it in now. Basically, with our entertainers, they only come into the office certain times, so we do have to kind of record the podcast with the entertainers in bulk. So when you start hearing the quiz results and you're like, I've never heard those entertainers be on before, it's because we just film them in a really random order. So obviously that's just a little disclaimer out there for all the...
Okay.
All the, because Alex asked me to tell that to all the three listeners out there.
Okay, so all three of you that are listening, there you go. That's useful information for you. So we're going to have Steph on next week. Maybe.
Yeah.
Possibly.
I know, I'm pretty sure it's Steph.
I'm pretty sure it's Steph. Okay. Guys, if you want to speak to Nonstop Kids about having your child's party, then all you have to do is go to www.nonstopkids.co.uk and fill in the contact form, and hopefully we'll get back to you as soon as possible. Or you can call us on 0333 301 3002. You can follow us all over social media. But what we want you to do is, while you're listening to this podcast, either go to Audio Boom and hit subscribe, or if you're one of the many thousands of Apple users out there, go to the podcast app, search Nonstop Kids podcast, hit subscribe, and you will get notified every week at 12 o'clock when we go live with another podcast.
That is what the cool kids do.
That's what the cool kids do. My name's Craig.
And my name's Patrick.
And we'll see you next Friday.